What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Welcome to another episode of What the Fuck. Jillian is back from her little Eastern sojourn, right, Jillian?
Eastern sojourn? This who just, like, not a minute ago when I said I was going to buy you a thesaurus said, I don't think you can't buy me a dinosaur.
Hey, they didn't hear that, so it's not official.
We need to start recording pre-show. You guys miss so much golden stuff, man. It's not even funny.
We're going to do something a little abnormal for this episode. Normally, Dumbest Thing is our first segment. Jillian wants Dumbest Thing later, and you'll understand why when you hear it. So we're going to do something a little more serious. Well, not really serious.
It's not serious, but Dumbest Thing basically directly ties into our next topic. So this is kind of just a mini honorable mention, I guess, that we'll have a little bit of discussion, and then we'll go into the... It's not necessarily lighthearted, but the first part is just so ridiculous.
I think this is bullshit. Two DJs in Florida played an April Fool's joke over the air. They claimed that the water was contaminated with dihydrogen monoxide. Do you guys know what dihydrogen monoxide is? It's water.
Okay, did you know that, though, before it said so?
Yes, I did, because I have worked in radio, and this is a joke that goes back to the 60s. So I'd heard about this joke being played numerous times on people, and no one has ever had the reaction that happened in Florida.
Yeah, but we have terrorism nowadays. I'm not saying they should have gotten suspended like they did, but not cool. I mean, if you're going to say that, then right afterwards, like, April Fools, it's actually water is what that means.
And see, like, I don't think you should have had to do that, because if anyone would have taken 3 seconds and Googled what dihydrogen monoxide was, they would have gone, oh, it's water. Oh, and this has also been released on April 1st, when the DJs had already been joking all day long about things. This caused a riot. People flooded grocery stores grabbing bottled water because they thought the water supply was contaminated with a chemical. You know what, Jillian? Do you remember the old Orson Welles War of the Worlds broadcast?
Yes. I was going to bring that up.
I really thought that kind of thing couldn't happen today. I'm
wrong.
You
know what, though? But with terrorism, yeah, you can. If you're driving, you know, you're not going to sit there and Google it. And more than likely, they delivered it, you know, dead serious and made it sound super important. And honestly, I don't know what dihydrogen monoxide is offhand. I mean, I know hydrogen is water, but I know monoxide is usually bad when you talk about carbon monoxide. So that would have fooled me. And if I went past like a girl, I would have been like, what the fuck type thing.
These DJs should not be punished because people are stupid. For one thing, like I said.
Okay, now you're calling me stupid.
No.
Yeah, you are, because
if you would have ran to the grocery store and stocked up on bottled water without Googling this or asking somebody, hey, is this a dangerous chemical? Or maybe wondering why only this one radio station.
No, the word contaminated leads you to believe that. It's not like they just said, did they say the word contaminated, or did they say, you know.
The article I've got says contaminated.
Okay.
But I haven't heard the audio of the actual broadcast.
If they said contaminated versus, hey, there's dihydrogen monoxide in the water. If they said contaminated, that is the key word. Because, you know what I mean? It's that key word that is causing the mistell.
It causes people to turn off their brain?
Okay, again, you are looping me into this. Because if someone says something's contaminated, you are saying something untrue. You're saying the water is contaminated. No matter what you say with it, you know, and we live in a time now where that is a fear. So it's not like they were just saying, like, there's dihydrogen monoxide in the water. You guys better be careful. You know, I mean, chances are they made this sound very dead fucking serious. They used the word contaminated, and you can't joke. Just like if you go into a school and you say, you know, bomb, or girls that yell rape, it's like they tell you not to yell rape anymore. They say yell fire, because so many people joke around and be like, ah, rape, rape, when, like, you know, guys are, you know, their guy friends are just like fucking with them.
Right.
And so they tell women, you know, in defense classes, if you are being assaulted, yell fire, because people will look when someone yells fire. But we live in a day and an age where, you know, it's kind of like cried wolf. And so when you are in a time where terrorism is very real, and you're saying that the water is contaminated with something, and it's like, you know, you can argue if you're driving and you're driving past the grocery store and you see people going crazy, it's like, are you going to stop and fucking Google on your phone? Half the time, I don't pay attention to, you know, what day it is. And you could argue against that, okay, well, maybe the strike would be on April 1st. Like, a date doesn't necessarily mean anything. And honestly, if you were going to do something like that and news is reporting things, you know, that would be something to actually people be like, oh, it's April Fool's. They're just joking. And then shit's actually going down. If you're going to do something like that in this day and age, you got to disqualify it right after, especially when you're throwing around words like contaminated.
And see, I think people should also, there were red flags all over this that it wasn't real, such as going back to the Without Warning incident in 1994. Fox TV broadcast a movie called Without Warning about asteroids hitting the Earth, and it was all done as a Fox News broadcast. People started to panic. Nobody noticed, hey, why is Fox News the only ones reporting on this worldwide incident? Why is CBS News, ABC News, CNN, and nobody else reporting on this? Everyone just sees it and goes, oh my God, panic! That's, I think, what the big issue is here. People panic at the drop of a hat without thinking it through and going, all right, wait a minute, take 15 seconds to think this through. Okay, it's fake.
Well, look at all the shit that circulates on Facebook, and then, you know, that's a little different, of course, where you can actually look things up before you spread it. And I actually made a post a while ago, you know, concerning that. It's like, you guys need to stop spreading this, you know, wildfire. But with something, like I said, I mean, I don't think they necessarily should have got suspended. I think it's kind of lesson learned. They should have had some kind of, were they the only ones in the fucking station? I mean, clearly something had to go on to where this would have gotten about really quickly. But speaking from the other side, honestly, if I was driving and I listened to this, like, I don't listen to the radio even that often, and I don't listen to many stations. I have CDs playing. So if I had, like, popped on the radio, this came up and they delivered it fucking dead serious, and I look and there's, like, fucking chaos going around, I would be like, damn, you know, I'm not going to sit there and be like, let me Google this and see if it's real. I mean, because you have, you know, it's like, to quote Venkman from Ghostbusters, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. It's just, you know, you feed into that because you see so many people already doing it. And we do live in that day and age where this shit is possible. So when you use a word like that and you use the word contaminated, you have presented false information versus just saying, hey, there's dihydrogen monoxide in the water, guys. And then you could have just gone on from there and been like, oh no, that sounds dangerous. Be like, dude, it just means water. Like, I mean, there's no reason they had to leave it open. And I, like I said, I don't think necessarily suspended or fired or whatever they got, but I think in the day and age we live in, they need to take a little more responsibility.
So is what you're saying that since this joke has been played on April Fool's Day since the 60s, that the joke has sort of lost its punch,
you know what,
due
yeah.
to the times we live in?
Yeah, times have changed. There's a lot of things where, I mean, if you look at TV, a lot of things obviously are more politically correct, and I miss a lot of the old TV because it's like, you know, get the sticks out of your asses. But things like this, I never knew about it. You know, just because you are familiar with something and you worked in radio, I never knew that this was a thing until you told me so minutes before the show started, and I'm sure a lot of people didn't. The thing like the War of the Worlds, you know, yeah, at the time, that was crazy. So you could also argue as, well, how come they didn't turn on, you know, other news sources? And it's just, obviously, that's a little different than being in an age under war and terrorism. So you really, I don't think they thought about those consequences. But as times change and as things happen, can't joke about bomb threats. You know, they don't show a lot of things, and just because this is a very real thing. We talk almost weekly on the whole war on guns in school and just the zero tolerance and how extreme that has gone. And yes, they're going over extremes on some of the stuff, like with the cupcakes and the kids playing cops and robbers without real guns.
Pop-Tart, you know? Guns.
Yeah, and that was, oh God, the Pop-Tart. Don't even go there. But I mean, do you see what I'm saying? As things change, tolerance gets less. And when you use a word like contaminated, that is a big buzzword to cause mass hysteria. And then especially when, you know, you're DJs on the radio and you're doing something as a news report I doubt they were laughing and making light of it or anything. Like, I think they delivered this just fucking dead serious.
I think it was on, like, one of those goofy morning shows, you know, where they're always.
It doesn't matter if they came on, though, but if they delivered it, because I'm telling you, if they delivered it as, like, dude, we're going to sell this, and they were dead serious, and they're telling people, like, I mean, for all we know, they told people to stock up on water. They're like, dude, get yourself supplied. This is a serious matter. I mean, do you see how maybe there's more to this than just, oh, they said this in the water?
Perhaps, but I'm of the mind that I'm a little more discerning. Whenever I hear, I distrust everything I hear and read.
Well, you're also a jaded asshole sometimes. So
that's true. So if I heard this, I would kind of go, I need a second source on this. The same way when I read bullshit, like, I thought Morgan Freeman was really dead for about 5 minutes until
that's
I started looking
into it. That's different if you're sitting at home at your computer or you're driving and then you look out your window and you see crazy shit going on. And then you have, like I said, if these DJs, now if they just said, be like, hey guys, the water's contaminated with dihydrogen monoxide, better be careful. Like, if they delivered it like that, but if they sold it, you know, and we're dead serious, and if they instigated and added to it by saying, you know, go to your grocery store, get stocked up on water, they don't know how long this is gonna, you know, go on, you guys need to be prepared, that's instigation beyond April Fools. Do you see what I'm saying?
If they did that, yes.
If they did it.
If they did. So let's move from that into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Jillian, tell us about Butt-Aids.
Oh my god, I am so happy you brought this story to me. And this, before, people at home are probably like, wait, that's not funny, you know. It's a new kind of AIDS, April Fools. The reason this is funny is because a concerned Minnesota man explains how butt enzymes cause AIDS. And I'm going to read this real quick, and I'm going to try to not bust up. Speaking before a state house committee, which is voting soon on a gay marriage bill, concerned Minnesotan and father and husband, Mike Fry, presented his own version of how gay men contract AIDS. Ready, guys? When there's ejaculation into a vagina, there's a barrier there. As in your packet, it states there. Of a cellular tissue that doesn't allow the sperm that has an enzyme at the head of it to penetrate the blood flow. It is designed to go into the egg. That enzyme is meant to burn the outside membrane of the egg cell, go inside the egg, and then deposit. When the ejaculation occurs inside of a colon, it's highly absorbent material. The cells do not have a barrier for the sperm, and those enzymes get into the blood flow. When those enzymes enter into the blood flow in a continued and prolonged environment to that happens, these enzymes... What the fuck? This is not even literate. These enzymes into the blood flow, again, it causes what we know as AIDS. AIDS, of course, brings up common diseases, colds, and things. So much to say. This is so ridiculous. So, all right. So basically, your maker, that I'm assuming this is a very religious man since this is going on the gay marriage bill and everything, was prepared for AIDS and only AIDS. So that's the only enzyme he gave us women folk to protect ourselves. Secondly, it's kind of like, all right, if that's what you're saying, forget the whole he doesn't even know where it originated. We won't go there. Why couldn't we have a fail-safe for, you know, pregnancy then, where it's just like an enzyme there and then...
And then also, what about women that take it in the can? I know a lot of women that love it in the can, and they love getting
that's
filled
how
up.
They get
so,
money.
You know, so, okay, because the way he put it, only men get AIDS taking it in the butt. Women somehow can take it in the butt, and it's okay.
No, that's a fallacy. I don't think he believes.
Phallic.
I see what I did there. I don't think he believes that women actually do that. So I don't know. This is just so ridiculous. And these are the people that are going out in a boot. And yeah.
You just go Canadian there? Out in a boot?
Out in a boot.
Out in a boot.
My God, this is so ridiculous. And it's like, how many times? And I mean, this isn't even a government person. This is a father and husband. But the fact that, I mean, I guess it was something where, okay, everybody speaks their piece, I'm assuming. There's not a whole lot of information on how official this meeting was or where exactly it was held, but he had a pamphlet made up.
Yeah.
I wish I would have worked at that pamphlet making company. I would have busted out laughing. I would have taken extras and paid for them because I don't steal, and handed them out to my friends and posted them. I want to meet this man. We need to get this man on the show. Oh my God.
But AIDS, Jillian.
Seem real. This seems like a sketch. Like, this speech seems like a sketch that you would hear on like SNL or wherever. I mean, doesn't it? This is just so ridiculous.
Jillian, all I need to say to you is, but AIDS.
But AIDS. So, okay, if you have butt AIDS, are there different kinds of AIDS? But okay, and here's the thing too. AIDS, of course, brings up common diseases, colds, and things.
Actually, it doesn't. HIV does.
No. It lowers your immune system, and so you're more susceptible to getting common diseases, colds, and things. So it doesn't cause them. It's not like the AIDS is suddenly spawning off into colds and other diseases. But I don't think... I want to know what other diseases AIDS causes, according to this individual. But
he used the term brings upon.
Brings upon common diseases, colds, and things. Oh.
But like I said, he's also, Jillian, he's also ignoring the fact that...
Science?
Well, not only science, but AIDS. He keeps saying that these cause AIDS. No. AIDS is brought about by HIV, a blood disease. He doesn't seem to understand the difference between HIV and AIDS.
Whatever.
Which there is a difference.
Right. We'll give the guy a slight pass on that. I mean, he's talking about the big picture here. So let's just assume, you know, yeah, but AIDS, okay? But HIV isn't as funny. And like, I do want to clarify, we are not saying AIDS is funny at all. We're saying this is hilarious because it is so untrue and unfounded.
Oh,
so
yes.
Anybody to think that we're making fun of like people who have AIDS, things like that, like that's not what we're doing. And you know me, I don't think you guys think that, but I like to qualify things just in case. You know, I mean, things of course get misconstrued because this guy thinks
butt AIDS.
You can't get vaginal AIDS, it's just butt AIDS. But here's the thing. What scientific foundation does he have for even coming up with this? Where do these people, and we've talked about this, you know, with political people that say things that just defy what science has proven. And I'm not even talking like creationism, things like that. But I mean, just certain like how old the world is and the whole just where did he pull this out of his ass?
I was just going to say, if you hadn't made that joke, I was going to.
Is his non-AIDS affected ass by that?
See, this to me is something indicative of a much larger and somewhat more serious problem. That these people are so desperate to stop same-sex marriage that's what this was about. This was a guy saying, here is why same-sex marriage should be vetoed because of butt AIDS.
Okay,
it just shows a desperation that is almost scary, Jillian.
Can gay women get married then? Because this is just upon gay men, and it specifically states that.
Maybe if the gay women don't have butt sex?
Well, even if women have butt sex, you know, they're not ejaculating. They're using toys.
You know, this is indicative of a larger problem that these people are so desperate. It even goes back to a previous topic we've discussed, the whole, if you truly believe it, it's not a hate crime thing. Remember that one, Jillian?
Well, and we talked about, what was it, the last time I was on with the yoga and the religious things where you can read anything. And these people are just like, oh, I believe it, so it's true.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not exactly the same thing because whatever, you know, your religion believes it's founded upon. But that's just what I'm saying. Like, people are just making anything up, and I'm not applying that to the religion aspect.
Same.
I'm just saying they're reading into things and they're saying, oh, well, this is this way and this is that way. It's like we're living in an age where people are just stating quote unquote facts, Fox News, and without any foundation, and people will believe it. And we're not going to tie this into the whole DJ thing. This is a different topic. Like, these are people reporting saying that something is fact. It sucks because they have no foundation. And what's really sad is I think the majority of these people, yes, I'm sure there's people that are just saying things to get certain motions passed that are in their interest or the way they feel it should be. But a lot of these matters and, you know, these people coming up with these falsities that apparently I don't know where they're getting them from. I think they believe it. I really do. I think a lot of these people that are saying these ridiculous things believe it. And I really want to know where this guy is coming off talking about vaginal enzymes burning the outside. Like, it doesn't even make sense. And the way the article, like,
No scientific basis.
Well, and I'm assuming the way that, you know, this quote was written was how he was speaking. And I even had a tough time, even though I was laughing. Like, it's broken up, and I'll read it again, and I won't be laughing this time, but the last sentence here. When those enzymes enter into the blood flow in a continued and prolonged environment to that happens, these enzymes into blood flow, it causes what we know as AIDS. Does that make sense? That was a full sentence. I didn't break anywhere in the middle.
There are errors in it. I can see what he was trying to say. He's still a moron, even if it was grammatically correct. He's still an idiot.
I'm just saying, like, it's not even a coherent sentence there. Oh, but yeah. Anyway, I'm saddened just because of how we've reported on certain things in schools and how things are going. And there's just so much added to it. And these are the people that are going to be running our country. And we already have people in office that are coming up with ridiculous notions. People trying to force their personal beliefs on the entire rest of the country.
We might be talking a little bit more about that in coming weeks, too.
Coming weeks, but not in the butt.
On that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Butt AIDS!
Is from God, for he sees something wrong in his eyes. Alien, look at the sentence.
Well, folks, welcome to another episode of Heart Attack. And guess what? You could probably hear my voice pretty clearly now. Hey, Josh, are we getting any dropouts tonight?
Not so far, because last week you guys didn't hear the aborted takes that we didn't use. But my God, it was just awful last week. And then the only take we could get that was usable was spiking like you wouldn't fucking believe.
Well, I got to tell the folks at home that it's pretty funny today. As we record this a couple hours ago, I put in a call. My phone is Time Warner. Not only were we having issues with the phone and the landline, guys. This is not a cordless. This is a landline. It's a very simple old school phone meant for phone interviews for radio programs just like this one. We've been having problems with our internet dropping out and freezing. And so I put in one call to Time Warner today. This is pretty funny. I call him up and the first call is immediately disconnected. Immediately disconnected. Then the second call, well, it goes through, and guess what? On the second call, I can tell already some of the audio problems are mysteriously gone now. All of a sudden, they're gone. And as I talk to the tech, on the phone, they're like, oh, we don't understand what's up. Really, a radio show, huh? Wow, you had to do it from a mobile phone. No way. And I'm like, yeah, and I told the listeners who my phone's from. So guess what, folks? If you stand up for yourself, if you get up off your fucking asses and just quit complaining all day long, maybe your life might get a little bit better. What do you think, Josh? You think it might? Because our recording's going pretty good right now, isn't it?
Sounds good on my end so far. But then again, last week, the reason it was spiking so bad, I couldn't hear that on my end until I got it into the editing software. So fingers crossed, Hart.
Yeah, I know, I know. Speaking of getting on your feet and getting up off your ass, you know, last week, you guys have been hearing me battle back and forth with the local neighborhood councils and the local councilmen in the city about this issue where they want to remove traffic lanes. They want to remove car lanes from the most traveled roads around my house. Now, that's crazy talk in my mind, because all I hear about is how they want to expand the 405. They want to expand this road. They want to expand that road. But the hottest, fastest growing real estate market in Los Angeles, they want to contract the amount of roads? What the fuck are they thinking? So I've been off my ass. I've been out there. I've been battling with these guys. And guess what, folks? At last week's meeting in Highland Park, I caught the city planners in a lie. That's right. I caught them lying to us. Imagine that. They're talking about taking out these vehicle lanes. They're going to install fucking bike lanes. And the street that the meeting was about last week, gee, they've had 9 fatalities on this street. 9 fucking fatalities on a street that's known for how fast vehicles go on a dimly lit street, including trucks and buses. But they're not talking about putting in lights. And they said that they had talked to the fire department about this. This is the lie I caught them in, guys, because my issue is safety issues. My issues are about delaying emergency vehicles. My issues are about making sure that when you call a cop, he can get to your house promptly. Because lives are at stake here, folks, people's lives. If you are waiting for an emergency vehicle to get to you because your wife collapsed, because your sister swallowed a penny, whatever, you want them to be able to get to your house right away. And guess what? The city planners have been saying, oh, it's so safe. Oh, there's no delays in emergency vehicles whatsoever. And they never once even talked to the fire department. That's right. They were lying through their teeth, and I caught them. I caught them in the meeting because they only gave me a minute to speak, and they allowed me to ask one question. And I asked them very simply. I talked to the fire department, folks, and the fire department told my people that, hell no, you can't do that on this street. On Figueroa, hell no, you got to keep every vehicle lane for vehicles. You have to keep them, you dummies. That's what the fire department said. And the fire department said, too, no one has talked to us about this plan, and it's a big mistake. So when I asked the city planners, hey, guys, who had already said in 3 other meetings that they talked to the fire department, well, I caught them in a lie, and they admitted, we haven't talked to the fire department. Nobody from city planning has talked to the fire department about this. Gee, caught him in a fucking lie. It's pretty funny. I left the meeting. And the city council, the little neighborhood council, they ended up, I don't know if they actually voted afterwards, but these other councils have been rubber stamping this fucking thing. They have been rubber stamping because guess what? There's a private company who wants to push these things through, and they sell bicycles.
Funny how those two things go together, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty funny. So I took this a step further, guys. You know, we all have access to our government. We have access to our congresspeople. We have access to our councilmen. And they work for us, guys. We elect them to do what we want, not the companies, not the corporations, us the people, the regular guys. You know, we're the ones that the police are sworn to serve and protect, us. So I went down and I met with my congressman. That's right, guys. I've been advocating left, right, and center for you out there listening to me to get involved. It's called your backdoor backyard politics. Your backyard politics is where it all starts. What's happening in your yard? So I went to talk to my congressman, Xavier Becerra, to talk to him about what? 6 strikes. I had to talk to him about the 6 strikes policies that the 6 major telecommunications companies have enacted, where they're spying on all of us. Right now, guys, they're spying on anybody who's on AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, Time Warner, and they're spying on us. And we pay them to provide us a service. And the money that I pay for Time Warner to give me quality internet service, to give me quality phone service, I expect it. If I'm paying my bills, I want the service I paid for, goddammit. And when I vote, I expect my Congress representative to represent me in Congress. And you know what? He was shocked when I laid out the six strikes, because a lot of these corporations are sneaking this shit through. I also talked to him about the secret vote happening this week on CISPA 2. That's right. There's a secret vote on CISPA 2. This cocksucker we have in office, I'm going to say it, Obama, you cocksucking piece of shit, you motherfucker. What is fucking wrong with you to give a corporation like Monsanto that is seeking to, I don't know, register and trademark all of vegetables, all the genetic material for vegetables? They want to trademark and own that and be untouchable by federal law. And you, you cocksucker, I don't care if the Republicans held you up. This is more important. This is more important. The fact that Monsanto now has a get out of jail free card for anything they do. Guys, they can start poisoning us knowingly right now, and government can't do anything about it. What the fuck? What is with these secret votes? What is with this backdoor bullshit? It's the same thing that's happening with this removing vehicle lanes from my busy street. It's the same secret backdoor, I'm telling you what to do, top-down government we have, and we have to get active. That's why I talked to Xavier Becerra, and I let him know, hey, I own a horror channel that's worldwide with over 7 million mobile users. Guys, if you want to talk to me outside of the radio show, I'm on Twitter. Find me on Twitter. I'm on there, no problem. Look for Hart Fisher on Twitter. I'm up there. I'm on Facebook. I am easy to find, guys, and our Congress people are too, and they were shocked by what I had to say about six strikes. Now, if more of you guys get up and start talking, they're going to start listening. That's why we've got these backdoor deals. That's why they're doing secret votes, because they're running scared, guys, because we are rising up, because we are taking an interest in our governance now. And it's up to we, the people, to fix what's wrong.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Josh, can I just say something quick before we start?
Go ahead.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na, butt AIDS, butt AIDS, butt AIDS.
When we were talking about butt AIDS...
Instead of band with pow, it'll be like, come, splooch.
When we were talking about butt AIDS, we brought up the rampant homophobia that these people are so desperate to stop gay marriage. Now apparently people are even offended of a picture of a woman kissing her own mirror reflection in a mirror.
It's not even a kiss, though. Like, I wish you could see the picture, guys. The lips aren't even touching. Like, the noses overlap.
She's going in for a kiss.
It's clearly the same woman, too. The makeup is exactly the same. It's doubled over. You know, it's not like they enhanced it and made one blonde in different makeup, or they styled her differently to where, you know what I mean? Like, it's blatantly
a mirror reflection. Image,
slightly overlapped. It looks like maybe it was two pictures because the lips, unless it's a flip thing. So, but no, it clearly the same person. Or, ooh, twins. Twincest. That'd be hot.
Is that what that's called? Twincest? People are, of course, asking for this ad for the Beauty Bazaar. Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
Well, because the Beauty Bazaar, their ad campaign is Love Thyself.
And I love myself 2 to 3 times a day.
What was it, Jillian? Was it Target that had the two dads?
No. That was JCPenney.
JCPenney, okay.
Rock on JCPenney, and they didn't fucking back down. That was Father's Day.
They actually doubled down. The next ad in response was two moms.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They fucking doubled down on that
and
shit,
this wasn't
and I respect
even like,
that.
Yeah, and this wasn't even like, you know, two dads in a sex, you know, like, not a sexual embrace, obviously, it's an ad, but it's not like there was any shenanigans of, you know what I mean? It wasn't like two guys hugging and one's got the leg kicked up or anything like that. Like, it was a very serious ad. It was two fathers, like, they were, you know, on the couch and the kids were on the ground playing and it was all, like, happy time and it was very, there was nothing fucking wrong with it. Not that there would be anything wrong anyway, but, I mean, oh my God, people, get the sticks out of your asses. You can't get butt AIDS from a stick. Yeah. You can't get butt AIDS from a stick unless the stick's been up somebody else's ass, then up yours.
But, okay, think about this for a second, though. Okay, the ad campaign is Love Thyself, and the image is of a woman attempting to kiss herself. Isn't that technically endorsing masturbation and not homosexuality?
No, I mean, this is just ridiculous. And it clearly states on the cover, love thyself. Okay. So I don't know. Like, people just the day and age. I'm going to quote Professor Farnsworth. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Well, and then the ad agency sent out a quote. We acknowledge that some complaints had interpreted the posters differently and had understood them to depict a lesbian kiss. Although we recognize that some people might have found what they perceived to be a portrayal of a lesbian kiss distasteful, we considered that a reference to homosexuality in an ad would be unlikely in itself to cause widespread or serious offense or constitute irresponsible advertising. You know what? I agree with that. People getting offended by this is bullshit.
And it's just the heads. It's not like she's scantily clad.
Or female or
there's
so
no embracing. Yeah. And I mean, I've seen worse billboards, like, I mean, not even related to sexuality or anything, but like disturbing images to where it's like, why is that on a billboard? There's little kids that see that shit, man. And, you know, if you're going to talk about like, oh, well, it's, you know, a woman kissing a woman and my kid isn't going to know that it's, you know, a regular, you know, reflection or whatever. It's like, seriously, no. I mean, you look at the cosmetology things where it's like, the girl is all, you know, lips parted, touching herself, like the sexy eyes, things like that with her boobsies hanging out. It's like, no, you know, I mean, it was kind of like the Katy Perry thing that we talked about where Katy Perry was on Sesame Street wearing a sweetheart neck shirt. And, you know,
too low cut.
she's got breastises. It's not like she was rocking the cleavage, but, you know, there was a little bit there. It was like, oh, no, it's like, are you telling me like, you know, they don't see that shit walking down the street or worse. You know, it's there was nothing there. You know what I mean? Like,
but there's also another angle to this, though, too. The people who were offended by this, quote, same-sex kiss are the same people that put billboards up on the highway showing aborted fetuses
yep.
for you to see and go, see, look, you have to look at that but we don't want to have to look at that. Our way is the only way.
That's what I was referring to, but I wasn't going to go there because that just opens up a whole new can
of worms. Gay restaurant owners in Canada have had to shut down their restaurant after only 2 months because of the nonstop homophobic slurs by not only patrons, but town residents alike.
Canada, what's serious? Going on, man? You guys are supposed to be nice.
Yeah, I thought they were the tolerant ones.
I know. I'm saddened by this.
First of all, what does it matter if they're gay? Shouldn't a restaurant live or die by whether its food is good?
Because people are under the assumption that, you know, oh, you're going to catch something or, you know, it's not safe. And there's the whole stigma of every gay person has AIDS or butt AIDS now. This will be called callback in the business, people. No, but seriously, you have these homophobes that they think that all gay people have AIDS. Well, what if they sweat into my fries, you know, or just touching things? I mean, people are not educated on this. And I say this in all seriousness. Shame on you, Canada. You know, America's full of assholes. You guys are supposed to be the nice ones.
I don't understand what it matters. Okay, if the food is good, I don't give a shit if a gay guy made it or...
Because you're not a homophobe, though. These people that are just extremely bigoted and are misinformed on gay people. All gay people have AIDS and, you know, you can get AIDS from kissing or, you know, if they touch your food. It's just, it's uneducated.
What is this, 1984?
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, you could have the same thing in issues... you know, you have the same prejudices with different races. You know, you have the, you know, there's people like the little hometown pantry stores, things like that, that are run by Arabs and whatnot. You have people that deface those, slur them. I mean, you have just bigoted people, whether it's sexual orientation, race, you know, what have you. People are assholes. But I didn't expect this from you, Canada. For shame.
Well, and
I'm
then
shaking my head right now. You can't see it.
The mayor got involved. And now, for once, the mayor is on the correct side of this issue.
Hooray!
He said, quote, "We have received more emails and complaints on this as a town than any issue ever. It's going viral in a negative direction, which I don't think is an accurate reflection of what's happening in town." You know what? And then he even released a statement. The mayor said, "This is a business run by two very polite individuals. Please remember that painting an entire town with the same intolerant brush is akin to the ignorance that made this front page news to begin with." He's basically saying, hey, town residents, get the fuck over it. You don't want to eat at their restaurant because the food's not bad. That's or because the food is bad. That's one thing. You don't want to eat there because they're gay is just fucking stupid. Manitoba Premier Greg Selinger even planned to stop by this restaurant, which is now closed, so he can't, the week after this happened, and he left a quote, "Manitoba is an inclusive province that respects all Manitobans and their right to exist and to make a living." Basically, everybody is saying, Manitoba, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's like the fucking torches and pitchforks, like, seriously.
Yeah, is this going to be the town folk from an old Universal flick? What the hell? So, Jillian, this all just drives me up the fucking wall. I mean, it's basically like our entire show tonight has been about either stupidity or intolerance.
Which is stupidity.
Well, it's a form of stupidity, but the DJ's thing wasn't intolerance. That was just straight-out stupidity. Where can people find the Double D's of Justice? Where can we find you when you don't have butt AIDS?
I never have butt AIDS. Anyway, you can find me on Facebook under my name, Jillian Zarowski. Twitter, my handle is TheMistressJ. I'm featured at thecinemasnob.com, and I'm trying to get back into my stuff now that life is returning to somewhat normalcy, so soon I should have stuff up on Geek Juice, hopefully, and by soon I mean like a few months, but that's where I am.
I'm at the same geekjuicemedia.com as well as 1201beyond.com, and you can contact this show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Hey, Jillian, just say goodnight, and do it in a non-gay way.
But AIDS!
Thank you. coming. Before you go taking a walk in my world, you better take a look in the real world, 'cause this ain't no